Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Ram Goldar, and today Masechet Zevachim Daf Samech Dal, the sixth parak Kodesh Kodashim. So the three daf we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that an olah offers sacrifice on the southwest corner of the mizbeach when there are too many kohanim bringing olos on the east side. Normally, an olah of is brought on the east side, b'fnei shekrovim beis hadeshen, because it's close to the place of the ashes, which is where the kohen must throw the crop and its feathers of the olah of. Rabbi Yochanan observed, bo v'ra'e kama gadol kochen shel kohanim. Come and see how great the strength of the kohanim was. She'enu chakal ba'ofas yois memur v'noitza, for there's nothing lighter in birds than their crop and feathers. Yet there were times when the kohen would throw them more than 30 amos. Since the beis hadeshen was to the east of the kevesh, 10 amos north of its entrance, a kohen standing on the southwest corner of the mizbech stood 22 amos to the north of the beis hadeshen. Since the kevesh was 32 amos long and was about 21 amos west of the beis hadeshen, the kevesh was 16 amos wide plus 5 amos between the kevesh and the keren. The diagonal of this area of 21 by 22 amos is about 30 amos. Point number two, the next mission details the avoda of chatas ha'ov. The kohen performed malika from the back of its neck, ve'eno mavdil, and he would not separate the head from the body, and would sprinkle some of its blood on the wall at the southwest corner of the mizbech. The remainder of the blood is squeezed out onto the yesod. Ve'eno mizbech el dama, the mizbech only receives its blood, meaning no part is burned on the mizbech, but kulo kohanim, and its entire body is for the kohanim to be eaten. Rav described how malika is performed. He holds its wings with his middle and index fingers, and its legs with his ring finger and pinky, and stretches its neck over the outer width of his thumb and performs malika. A braisa teaches that the bird was held on the outside of the kohen's hand behind his fingers. It concludes v'zo avoda kasha shebemikdash, and this was the difficult avoda performed in the mikdash in addition to kamitza of menachos and a chafina of the katoris on Yom Kippur, as the Gemara points out. And point number three, the next Mishnah details the avoda of olas ha'of. The kohen ascends the kevesh and turns to the southeast corner, where he performs malika on the back of the neck, umavdil, and he separates the head from the body, in contrast to the chatas ha'of. He squeezes the body's blood on the mizbeach wall and then squeezes its head against the mizbeach. The Mishnah then details the process of burning the bird's head and body on the mizbeach and states, if he deviated in any way from the procedure after he squeezed out its blood, it remains valid because its acceptance was already achieved. If he separated the head of a chatas ha'ov from its body, or did not separate the head of an olas ha'ov from its body, it's pasul. If he only squeezed out the blood of the head but not the body, it's pasul. But if he only squeezed out the body, it's kasher. The mission then details the laws of improper intentions, shelo, shma, or pigo during the avoda, paralleling those taught for animal karbonas. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The mission on the previous daf taught that an olas ha'ov is sacrificed on the southwest corner of the mizbeach when there were too many kohanim bringing olos on the east side. Normally, an olas ha'ov is brought on the east side, b'fnei shekrovim beis hadeshen, because it's close to the place of the ashes, which is where the kohen must throw the crop and its feathers of the olas ha'ov. Rabbi Yochanan observed, bo v'ra'e kama gadol kochen shel kohanim. Come and see how great the strength of the kohanim was. She'enu chakal ba'ofas yois memur v'noitza, for there's nothing lighter in birds than their crop and feathers. Yet there were times when the kohen would throw them more than 30 amos. Since the beis hadeshen was to the east of the kevesh, 10 amos north of its entrance, a kohen standing on the southwest corner of the mizbech stood 22 amos to the north of the beis hadeshen. Since the kevesh was 32 amos long and was about 21 amos west of the beis hadeshen, the kevesh was 16 amos wide plus 5 amos between the kevesh and the keren. The diagonal of this area of 21 by 22 amos is about 30 amos. Point number two, the next mission details the avoda of chatas ha'ov. The kohen performed malika from the back of its neck, ve'eno mavdil, and he would not separate the head from the body, and would sprinkle some of its blood on the wall at the southwest corner of the mizbech. The remainder of the blood is squeezed out onto the yesod. Ve'eno mizbech el dama, the mizbech only receives its blood, meaning no part is burned on the mizbech, but kulo kohanim, and its entire body is for the kohanim to be eaten. Rav described how malika is performed. He holds its wings with his middle and index fingers, and its legs with his ring finger and pinky, and stretches its neck over the outer width of his thumb and performs malika. A braisa teaches that the bird was held on the outside of the kohen's hand behind his fingers. It concludes v'zo avoda kasha shebemikdash, and this was the difficult avoda performed in the mikdash in addition to kamitza of menachos and a chafina of the katoris on Yom Kippur, as the Gemara points out. And point number three, the next Mishnah details the avoda of Olas Ha'Of. The Kohen ascends the Kevesh and turns to the southeast corner, where he performs Malika on the back of the neck, Umavdil, and he separates the head from the body, in contrast to the Chatas Ha'Of. He squeezes the body's blood on the Mizbeach wall and then squeezes its head against Mizbeach. The Mishnah then details the process of burning the bird's head and body on the Mizbeach and states, if he deviated in any way from the procedure after he squeezed out its blood, it remains valid because its acceptance was already achieved. If he separated the head of a Chatas Ha'Of from its body, or did not separate the head of an Olas Ha'Of from its body, it's pasul. If he only squeezed out the blood of the head but not the body, it's pasul. But if he only squeezed out the body, it's kasher. The Mishnah then details the laws of improper intentions, shelo, shma, or pigo during the avoda, paralleling those taught for animal karbonas. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samech Daled, and our standard siman is based on sod, secret, and we use a secret agent for the siman, a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent disguised in a bird costume, who almost got hit when a powerful Kohen threw the crop and feathers of an Olas Ha'Of over 30 amos towards the base of Deshen, spied on the avodas of a Chatas Ha'Of and Olas Ha'Of, and discovered that with a Chatas Ha'Of the bird's head is not separated, but by an Olas Ha'Of, it is. Once again, slow motion. The secret agent, that must be Rondaf Samach Dalit. The secret agent disguised in a bird costume, who almost got hit when a powerful Kohen threw the crop and feathers of an Olas Ha'Of over 30 amos towards the base of Deshen, which reminds Gemara teaches that normally an Olas Ha'Of is brought on the east side because it's close to the base of Deshen, the place of the ashes, which is where the Kohen must throw the crop and its feathers of the Olas Ha'Of. Rabbi Yochanan observed, Bo re kama gadol kochen shel kohanim. Come and see how great the strength of the kohanim is. She'en ucha kalm be'ofas yosim amur avanotza. For there is nothing lighter in birds than their crop and feathers. Yet there were times when the Kohen would throw them more than 30 amos. So the secret agent disguised in a bird costume who almost got hit when a powerful Kohen threw the crop and feathers of an Olas Ha'Of over 30 amos towards the base of Deshen, spied on the avodas of a Chatas Ha'Of, which reminds us, the next mission details the avoda of a Chatas Ha'Of. He performed Malika on the back of its neck, Ve'eno Mavdil, and he would not separate the head from the body, and would sprinkle some of its blood on the wall at the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. The remainder of the blood is squeezed out onto the Yesod. Ve'eno Mizbeach El Dama, and the Mizbeach only receives its blood, meaning no part of it is burned on the Mizbeach, but Kulo Kohanim, and its entire body is for the Kohanim to be eaten. So the secret agent disguised in a bird costume, who almost got hit when a powerful Kohen threw the crop and feathers of an Olas Ha'Of over 30 amos towards the base of Deshen, spied on the avodas of a Chatas Ha'Of, an Olas Ha'Of, and discovered that with a Chatas Ha'Of the bird's head is not separated, but by an Olas Ha'Of, it is. Which reminds us, the next mission details the avoda of Olas Ha'Of. The Kohen ascends the Kevesh and turns to the southeast corner, where he performs Malika on the back of the neck, Umavdil, and he separates the head from the body, in contrast to Chatas Ha'Of. He squeezed the body's blood on the Mizbeach wall, and then squeezed its head against the Mizbeach. The Mishnah then details the process of burning the bird's head and body on the Mizbeach. So once again, the secret agent disguised in a bird's costume, who almost got hit when a powerful Kohen threw the crop and feathers of an Olas Ha'Of over 30 amos towards the base of Deshen, spied on the avodas of a Chatas Ha'Of, an Olas Ha'Of, and discovered that with a Chatas Ha'Of the bird's head is not separated, but by an Olas Ha'Of, it is. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Samach. So the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned two smiley face stickers. Smiley face stickers? That must be more on Daf Samach. The boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned two smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Yehuda said that Shlomo Melech was makdish the Azara floor for bringing karbanas. Rava says Rabbi Yehuda agrees regarding damim, bloods of karbanas, that they may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor. He attempts to prove this from Rabbi Yehuda's statement that a Kohen would fill a cup of blood of the many pesel karbanas from the floor of the Azara and pour it onto the Mizbeach, so that if the blood of one karban is spilled without being poured on the Mizbeach, the pouring of this blood mixture would validate that karban. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Azara floor was valid even for matnos of blood, then its mitzvah has already been done when it originally spilled on the floor. The Gemara deflects this proof. So if the boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned two smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor, and that a nick on the Mizbeach forbids Kohanim from eating the remainder of Menachos, which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar said, Mizbeach shenifkam. If the Mizbeach is damaged, one may not eat the remaining portion of a mincha on its account. The pasuk says, "Ve'achu matzos etzol mizbech," and eat the mincha unleavened next to the mizbech. Since it can't be eaten anywhere in the Azara, not just near the mizbech, this is interpreted to mean the mincha may only be eaten bizman shu shalim v'lo bizman shu chaser, at a time when the mizbech is whole and not when it's deficient. The pasuk uses the expression of kodesh kadoshim, teaching that this law applies to all kachshei kachshim. Abai proceeds to prove that this also applies to kachshim kalim. So the boy who brought his model of the Azara to school for show and tell and earned two smiley face stickers when he explained that blood may not be sprinkled on the Azara floor, and that a nick on the Mizbeach forbids Kohanim from eating the remainder of Menachos, watched his classmate get a smiley face sticker for bringing a basket of Maaser She'ani to class, since he can't bring it to Yerushalayim and eat nowadays. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel said, Yachu Yahu Adam Maaser She'ani Yerushalayim Yachulenu Bizman Hazeh. One might think that a person can bring up his Maaser She'ani to Yerushalayim and eat it nowadays, although the base of Mikdash was destroyed. A hakish between Bechor and Maaser She'ani teaches, Ma Bechor Eino El Lifnei Abayis, just as Bechor is only eaten while there's a base of Mikdash, so too Maaser She'ani can only be eaten when there's a base of Mikdash. Daf Samachov. So the Simur Daf Samachov is a magician doing the sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The work with the chainsaw. Saw? That must mean we're on Daf Samachov. The worker with a chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbeach was in place, which reminds us the Gemara teaches that Kachim could be eaten after the Mishkan was dismantled. So the worker with a chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbeach was in place, was surprised that Moshe's Mizbeach produced more sparks to send to the stone Mizbeach of Shiloh than his chainsaw did, which reminds us the Mizbeach in Shiloh was made of stones, and Moshe Mizbeach would send sparks and flames to the Mizbeach of Shiloh. So the worker with the chainsaw who showed up to dismantle the Mishkan heard Kohanim say, they may continue to eat as long as the Mizbeach was in place, was surprised that Moshe's Mizbeach produced more sparks to send to the stone Mizbeach of Shiloh than his chainsaw did, and had his friend use his saw to cut wood for measurements for the newly expanded Mizbeach for Bais She'ani. Which reminds us, a mission states that when Bais She'ani was built, four amos were added on the south and west sides. Rav Yosef explains, Mishum Dilasapik, because it was otherwise not enough for all the karbanos. Abai asks if the original Mizbeach was sufficient during Bais Rishon, when the population was far greater, why didn't it suffice during Bais She'ani? Rav Yosef answered, there during Bais Rishon, a heavenly fire ate of them, but did not in Bais She'ani. Bar Kapar explained differently. Shisin Hosifu, they added to the Mizbeach to incorporate the Shisin, the two holes in the ground into which Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim were poured. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simur Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine ride. Submarine? That must be more on Daf Samach Beis. The submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach of Bais She'ani, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, although it's understandable how the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah determined the location for Bais She'ani, because the original foundations were still visible, but how do they know the exact location for the Mizbeach? Four answers are given, the second one being, Efro Shel Yitzhak Ro Shemunuch Bo'osam Makom, they saw the ashes of Yitzhak lying in that place. So the submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach of Bais She'ani, and then a ride up on the ramp on the south side of a Mizbeach, which reminds us, a Mishnah states, Kevish Hayel Adromish Mizbeach. There was a ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach, which was 32 amos long by 16 amos wide. Rav Huna explains that the pasuk says the shecht on the yerach, the side, literally the thigh, of the Mizbeach to the north. Since its feet are described as being to the north, its face, meaning its ramp entrance, must be to the south. So the submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach of Bais She'ani, and then a ride up the ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach, which stops right before the gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Yosef ben Lakunya asked Rabbi Yossi if it was true that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Avi Yesh ben Kevesh l'Mizbeach, there was a gap of airspace between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi responded, do you not say so? A hekesh between habasar v'hadam, the meat and the blood of olos, teaches madam bezrika of basar bezrika. Just as blood is put on the Mizbeach by throwing, so to the meat, meaning the evarim, is put on the Mizbeach by throwing it. This indicates that there was a gap between the kevesh and the Mizbeach, necessitating throwing the evarim. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simur Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway. Segway? That must be on Daf Samach Gimel. The kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway who went into the Heichel Pavilion and was shocked to find a Cohen there doing kamitza, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Menachos hayinikmatzos b'kol makom ba'azara. Menachos had their kamitza performed anywhere in the Azara, and are eaten within the Azara's curtains by male kohanim, prepared anyway for a day and night until midnight. In the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar says the kamitza performed in the heichal itself is valid. Before we find a similar precedent in the removal of the spoons of lavona of the lechem apanim, the lavona of the lechem apanim, which was burned on the mizbeach, functioned as their komets, and its removal parallels an ordinary minchas kamitza. Since it took place in the heichal from the shulchan, any kamitza of a mincha is likewise valid in the heichal. So the kid in Temple Times of Musen Park racing on a Segway, who went into the Heichal Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing Kamitza, and another Kohen eating Kodshim, which reminds the Gemara discussion shechting a Shlamim in the Heichal and eating in the Heichal. So the kid in Temple Times of Musen Park racing on a Segway, who went into the Heichal Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing Kamitza, and another Kohen eating Kodshim, watched his friend who was exiting bump right into a Kohen doing Hazav of Achat HaZahov on the southwest corner, Adam Mizbeach, which reminds us, a hekesh between a mincha and a chatas teaches that just as a mincha is brought to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, the hazah of a chatas ha'ov is also performed at this corner. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have machlokas tanaim about the location of the Mizbeach regarding the placement of the second maracha? That's on daf Nunches. Good. Number two. Which daf do we learn that if one shech the kachim kachim on the ground on the floor space of the mizbeach, it is possible? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number three. Which daf do we learn a hazah of a chatas ha'ov is done at the mizbeach's southwest corner, like hagasha of a mincha? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number four. Which daf do we learn about the avoda of oz ha'ov, and when malika is done, the head is separated from the body? That's on daf Samach Dalad. Good. Number five. Which daf do we learn that blood which spills on the Azara floor does not qualify as an avoda? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number six. Which daf do we learn that if the mizbeach was nifkam, it became damaged, all karbonos which were shechted there are disqualified? That's on daf Nun Tes. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we learn about the avoda of a chatas ha'ov, and when malika is done, the head is not separated from the body? That's on daf Samach Dalad. Good. Number eight. Which daf do you discuss shechting kodshi kodshim on top of the mizbeach? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number nine. Which daf do you know that there are some kohanim that were so powerful they were able to throw the mura and the notes of the oz ha'ov more than 30 amos to the base of Deshan? That's on daf Samach Dalad. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you know that kodshim could be eaten after the mishkan was dismantled? That's on daf Samachalov. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.